Divine Office. Wednesday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
As sun declines and shadows fall, the sea and hills will fade from sight. Its fiery orb bids us farewell, but promises tomorrow's light. And this, O God, Creator wise, you regulate in wondrous way the laws of this great universe, at which we marvel night and day. While darkness rides across the sky, and stars their silent watches keep, your children leave their constant toil, regaining strength by peaceful sleep. Made rich in hope, kept strong in faith, may we be blessed throughout the night by Christ the Word, who timeless reigns, true splendor of the Father's light. He is the sun that never sets, no dust can make his luster die, the kind protector of the earth, the joys of all the saints on high. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, grant us at last that light to see, and full of joy your praises sing, bathed in your love eternally. Amen.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales, they rise. They weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you reward each one according to his works. Hear us as we pour out our hearts to you, seeking your grace and secure protection. We look to you for our stable hope in a constantly changing world.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
Let
us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible.
All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and, by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
A reading from 1 Peter. In your relations with one another, clothe yourselves with humility, because God is stern with the arrogant, but to the humble he shows kindness. Bow humbly under God's mighty hand, so that in due time he may lift you high. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Gather us under the shadow of your wings and keep us
as the apple of your eye.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Lord, with the strength of your arm, scatter the proud and lift up the lowly.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, with the strength of your arm, scatter the proud and lift up the lowly.
Let us pray. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in our God, for he takes great delight in bestowing benefits on his people. Let us fervently pray.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
Eternal God, for whom 1,000 years are like the passing of a day.
Help us to remember that life is like a flower which blossoms in the morning, but withers in the evening.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
Give your people manna to satisfy their hunger.
And living water to quench their thirst for all eternity.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
Let your faithful ones seek and taste the things that are above.
And let them direct their work and their leisure to your glory.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
Grant us good weather, Lord,
that we may reap the copious fruits of the earth.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
Deliver us from all harm, Lord.
And pour out your abundant blessings on our homes.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
Show the faithful departed the vision of your face.
Let them rejoice in the contemplation of your presence.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Increase your grace and your peace, Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord God, holy is your name, and renowned your compassion, cherished by every generation. Hear our evening prayer, and let us sing your praise, and proclaim your greatness forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.